CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Ngu Henry.
The main points. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guiné, presides over the celebration of the 16th edition of the International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples in Cameroon in Yaoundé this Friday. The interim Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Mohamed Yunus, has vowed to uphold, support and protect the constitution of the country. The under 20 women national football team of Cameroon have intensified preparation ahead of this year's FIFA World Cup in that category. Cameroon joins the rest of the globe to celebrate the 16th edition of the International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples this Friday. An event to mark the day will take place as from 10 a.m. at the Yaoundé Mount Febe Hotel, to be presided over by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guiné. The theme of this year's edition is access to citizenship, a fundamental right for indigenous peoples. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries is on a working visit to the littoral region. Dr. Tiger will preside over the 37th ordinary session of the Maritime Fisheries Development Authority at the Sawa Hotel in Douala this Friday from 11 a.m. The Douala Referral Hospital will soon have an oncohematology unit. It is in charge of the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of blood diseases and cancer. The foundation stone of the building to host the unit was laid by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, who was accompanied by the board chair of the hospital, Professor Elvis Ngolengole. Here now is Minister Manauda Malashi with the importance of the unit. He spoke to Scholar Maloke of CRTV Littoral.
We have discussed with personnel, with patients and all staff of this hospital, and I'm very satisfied for what I see, for what I heard this year, and for what you are doing. The head of test, His Excellency Paul Biya, has done a lot for the health systems. So we have to be very satisfied. We have to be very proud of our health soldiers, health system, and we don't need anymore to go abroad to have the care. We can have all we need abroad here in Douala, in Yaoundé, in our country. We have just to trust to our health system, to trust health soldiers, and you shall see that we have done a job here, and the head of state has done a lot for the health system. So that is what I can say, and I'm very satisfied for what I see here.
The Minister of Basic Education has commended stakeholders following the impressive performance recorded during the 2023-2024 session of official examinations organized by the ministry. Professor Laurence Serge Itundingwa was speaking while opening a two-day consultation meeting for heads of central and devolved services of his ministry, centered on accessing the previous school year and lay out appropriate strategies to ensure a hitch-free 2024-2025 back to school across the country come September 9th. Our reporter Kelly Eben caught up with the Secretary of State in the Ministry of Basic Education, Dr. Vivian Ashirikilo, who comes back on the highlights of the conclave.
It's a session during which we evaluate the past year, 2023-2024. We do an introspection of what has happened through that year. We look at our examination results and see whether we did better than the previous year. And of course, this year, we acclaim and congratulate the staff for a wonderful job because the performance was a lot better than last year. We are also looking at the challenges that we faced last year and looking at prospects at dealing with these challenges. We are also making sure that the schools that are in the insecure regions of the extreme north, the northwest, and the southwest get reports that will make us re-evaluate the situation and ensure that many more schools reopened come 2024-2025 start of the academic year. We are also very happy because the theme of this year challenges everybody to make sure that we have citizens that are responsible, citizens that will have quality education, and we are also following up on technological innovations that will make Cameroon stay on the track of our IT innovations in the world today.
The death has been announced of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Issa Hayatou. Mr. Hayatou died yesterday in Paris, France, after a protracted illness. Meanwhile, military honors will be organized this morning at the courtyard of the headquarters brigade in Yaoundé for the late Inspector General of the Army, Vice Admiral Ngwa Ngali Guillaume. His coffining ceremony yesterday at the Yaoundé General Hospital mortuary was presided over by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo. The late Vice Admiral Ngwa Ngali Guillaume will be laid to rest in his native Lolodof in the Ocean Division of the South Region tomorrow, Saturday. CRTV News. The interim Bangladeshi Prime Minister is Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus. The 84-year-old who has been sworn in has vowed to uphold, support and protect the Constitution. Mr. Yunus, who took the oath of office at the Presidential Palace in the capital, Dhaka, alongside members of his cabinet, flew into the capital days after former PM Sheikh Hasina fled to India. Ms. Hasina, who is said to have ruled Bangladesh with an iron fist for 15 years, resigned as PM after weeks of student-led protests, which left hundreds dead, escalated and culminated in calls for her to step down. In sports, the under-20 women national football team of Cameroon have intensified preparation in their fourth training camp at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo, Yaoundé, ahead of this year's FIFA World Cup in that category to begin on August the 31st in Colombia. The 30 players taking part in the session are selected from teams in Cameroon and one from Le Mans in France. We end with our regular Friday news political commentary, which is today replaced by this special report on proceedings of the 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission that ends today in the Equato-Guinean city of La Paz. It is also focusing on some legal instruments binding the bilateral relations between the two countries. Albert Njembondi reports from La Paz.
There is a general consensus that there is need to give a new impetus to bilateral cooperation between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea as both parties come to terms with the reality that not much has been achieved in the implementation of accords signed by the two countries in the past, one of which is the free circulation of people and goods. The closure of the border line at QC from the Equatorial Guinean end was given much attention. The authorities insist this is a general measure taken to protect its national sovereignty and safeguard institutions, and not a decision against Cameroon, but promised a review. They are also recommending that the two parties sensitize their local populations on the intention of measures taken and urge for better communication between local administrative and security officials along the borderline. The two parties are lauding the free movement of people and goods at sea following accords signed in April this year and recommend that it should be the same on land. They are also lauding the conviviality observed in the processing of files in embassies and consuls accredited in both countries. All of these issues and more will feature in the final report of the proceedings that will be reviewed during a plenary this evening. I's and T's will be dotted before the final document is signed this Friday to mark the end of the ninth session. Ministers Mbela Mbela and Paul Atanganji, dispatched by President Paul Biya to Equatorial Guinea, are keen on the issues discussed to ensure that the outcome reflects the hopes and aspirations of Cameroonians while igniting a new flame in the historic ties between the two countries. Albert Njembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment in La Paz.
CRTV News.